All right, we're back here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, episode number 26, J Rhythm Radio. We just heard Dante before the commercial break with Street Tales. Of course, he's sponsoring my next show, of course, episode number 27 next month, July 15th, of course. I'll be in Atlanta by then. Just can't believe it. June 19th coming up this month, a few days, is our last bash. And I got Rolla in another bash. That won't be Rolla's last bash, the June 19th one, but it'll be our last bash together. But June 21st, 12:45 at the Bank of America Skating Center, right near Kennedy Plaza in downtown Providence. Rolla's going to be singing Gay Pride. Open up for Tiffany. Remember Tiffany? I think we're alone now.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Remember Tiffany.
Hey, me and you are alone right over here. But I hear my son in the upstairs, you know, and River hears me, you know. But we're going to be playing the second part of the Business Expo right now here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Bruce Newberry, who works for Ashley, WHJJ 920, right?
Well, I'm like Switzerland. I run a syndicated show that's, our flagship is WHJJ in Providence. We're also carried on 104.7 WXLM in New London, Connecticut.
Okay.
So we're heard from Boston to Long Island talking about food, wine, and dining out every weekend.
Well, actually, we have some Boston personalities, too. What station in Boston?
Well, you can hear WHJJ in Boston.
Boston, sure, sure. And tell me, what do you love about food? Why do you love talking about food so much?
Well, everybody eats.
Exactly.
Start with that. This is a great restaurant city. It's one of America's great restaurant cities. There are 3,000 terrific restaurants in the state, most of them independently owned and operated, where the chef is in the restaurant. And that really doesn't happen in very many other cities of any size. And that's why Providence's restaurants and Rhode Island's restaurants are the envy of the country, really.
What's one of your best dishes to have when you go out to eat and when you're just relaxing off from radio?
Well, I'll tell you, I like Mexican food. I like barbecue. I like Mexican food at a little place called Tio Mateo.
Where's that now?
That's in East Greenwich, and they have another location as well. And I like Italian food. As I say, I like barbecue, so you'll find me at LJ's Barbecue.
Where's that now?
That's in Pawtucket. Actually, it's just over the line from Blackstone Boulevard on the east side in Providence.
Sure. And what's your favorite Italian restaurant?
Well, there's only 3,500 of them to choose from. So, I mean, I like Sonio very much. I like, that's probably one of the places where I get treated very well. I like Siena very much. Like I say, other than that, there's probably about 1,200 others that I like a lot as well.
Sure. And what's one of your favorite Italian dishes?
My favorite Italian dishes? I like a dish that really is kind of a rustic dish. It's more of a northern Italian dish, Sorrentina. It can be chicken Sorrentina or it can be veal Sorrentina, where you've got the chicken or veal is pounded very thin. It's done in the oven. Sometimes it can be dusted with some breadcrumbs, and it can be puffed up a little bit so that it just crisps up. You've got some diced tomatoes on top, a little balsamic. And it's a beautiful thing.
And when can people hear your show on 920 WHJJ?
Well, we're on Fridays at 6 and Saturdays at noon. And the show is carried in Connecticut on Saturdays at noon as well. And we're live. And we also stream at 920WHJJ.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you for losing yourself on DerekShapiroShow.com today.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Good to see you, Derek.
Good to see you.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show. I thought I was all finished by interviewing people, but we ran into Charlie Hall from Road Bites, of course.
It's Ocean Day Follies.
Ocean Day Follies, yes.
Of course, I produced the Rhode Island Comedy Fest, and of course, I've been doing comedy for a long time, and I opened up for more acts than anybody else at the Work Musical Theater, but this is not about me. This is about you.
Well, no, this is about you, because you're on my show.
You're right.
So
more
tell me.
More about me, quiet. Let's see. No, I'm kidding. All right.
So tell me, why do you think you're so funny?
I think it's because when I was a kid growing up, I knew that I was a woman trapped inside a man's body, and this was the way to kind of fend off jokes. But
so what?
Is my nipple getting erect?
Oh, no. That's why I just jumped. But why are you wearing a tie if you're a woman trapped in a man's body?
Okay, I'm a really butch woman.
Oh.
What's her name?
Between a bitch and a bastard, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yes. So tell me, what's the most fun thing you do in your line of work?
The most fun thing I do in my line of work, which is I'm a visual artist and, comedy and stuff, kind of a Renaissance-y type guy, is the creative process of taking tape that I just took from you and going home and putting it in my computer and trying to make it funny, which is a big challenge with you. But where are the laugh tracks? We need more laugh tracks. All right. So if you're going to continue to talk like that with a laugh and a show, I'm just going to move on.
That's a lot of people do.
Okay.
That's what Frank Capiano did.
Yeah. But I like doing the creative process actually
sure.
of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you worked with a lot of people in the Channel 10, Channel 12, of course, helping you out in the Ocean State Follies, of course, Karen Adams. What how has the news helped you? The news media helped you, and even radio helped you, like my radio show helping you get the message across. What you do?
Well, if it weren't for news, I probably wouldn't have a show.
Sure. and when can we find Road Bites on Channel 10?
Oh, you can find Road Bites, first of all, at their website at WJR, at turntoto10.com. And you can see different pieces. Hi! And you can see, oh, my fans, I have a restraining order against you. Leave me alone.
In the middle of an interview.
And you can see bits of us on turntoto10.com. And then we have a show right now. It's going to be quarterly, then hopefully monthly, then hopefully every day, then maybe every minute.
Great, great. Every minute?
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be scary.
I've already done 13 episodes so far since the beginning of this interview.
Actually, this is going to be the 26th episode you're on, so you're ahead of the ball game on my show.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you, Charlie Hall. And you have a website yourself, charliehall.com?
OceanStateFollies.com has all that stuff.
Great. Thank you very much. Again, here at the Business Expo, the second day of it, with Weather Team 10, RJ Heim. So how you doing? Are you losing yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show today on www.derekshapiroshow.com?
As in show.com, yes.
So what's going on? Well, I just want to know, you've been with NBC 10 for a long, long time. Tell me, what's the secret in the sauce about what makes the good chemistry, you know?
What makes the good chemistry is the weather watchers. As you know, Derek, you used to be a weather watcher. You got busy, so, and I understand. But, no, I mean, weather watchers are fun because they really personalize the weather. A lot of folks know that if they call up or send an email that they should say something interesting about the weather. Instead of just, partly cloudy, 72, it's like, good night for steaks on the grill, or you can hear the peepers out back, and that really makes the connection with the audience, I think. It makes it set apart from the other stations.
Sure, and also, too, it's a good day for the listen to the Derek Shapiro Show. They should say that, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's always a good day to listen to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah. And tell me about, who's one of your favorite newscasters that you work with? Is it Frank Coletta? Is it Gene Valicente? Or is it Patrice Wood? Who would you say?
You know, to be politically correct, they're all my favorites. We're like a big dysfunctional family there.
Just like over here, my team over here, too. And tell me, what's your favorite thing about broadcasting the weather day after day and week after week and year after year?
Well, actually, what's been able to sustain me for 15 years is the fact that I'm a reporter 2 days a week, and then I do the weather 2 days a week. So it breaks it up. You know, just when I'm tired of doing the weather, then it's time to go out and meet the people and the story. I don't even know what I'm doing until that day, or sometimes I set them up in advance, and I've really got my heart in it. And you're out seeing every community. You're getting to see southern New England from an eye level, where if you're just stuck in the studio doing the weather all the time, you don't.
Sure. And what's your... how do you keep saying about reporting sometimes the bad news sometimes, or listen to the bad news? I asked Frank Coletta this when he was on my show, too. But what keeps you sane and mentally good about hearing all the bad news, what goes on?
It doesn't. No, I mean, doing feature stories, fortunately, I don't have to do a lot of the bad news. So there's stories about people, places, things. And, we need some positive aspects to life and society. So doing those stories actually counteract a lot of the bad news, and that's what I enjoy.
And one last question. Do you think we're going to get hit by a big hurricane this summer or in the fall, and why or why not?
I don't know about this year, but it's a matter of time. I mean, we've been hit in the past. It's just a matter of time, but always be prepared and watch Channel 10, and we'll let you know if one's coming so you can get out of the way.
Sure. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
This will cost you money. What am I supposed to say here now?
RJ Heim, and you listen to Lose Yourself.
Okay. This will cost you money, Derek. This is RJ Heim listening to Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. All right, we're still here at the Convention Center, the second day after interviewing RJ Heim from NBC 10. Now we have Gene Valicente, of course, the third news reporter. Of course, RJ Heim's a news reporter too, other than a weather person.
Yep.
And of course, I interviewed Frank Coletta in the studio back in the day, episode number 9. So welcome to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Well, nice to be here, Derek. Thanks for coming over.
Yes. Well, pleasure's all mine. So tell me, what's the secret in the of the good chemistry at NBC 10? Of course, you with Patrice Wood and Dan Janik.
Well, I think the management has done a good job casting the show. Mm-hmm. They seem to have put together a core group of people who like the station, like the market, want to stay, and have made a connection with the audience. So, sure. I mean, it's hard to do. It's hard to get the right group. But once you do, it clicks, and it's no secret. I just guess you have to have likable people who the audience takes to.
Sure. I speculated, what's the secret in the sauce? You know what I'm saying? But it's good chemistry, like you said. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now tell me about, like, how do you keep a sane head at the end of the day? You point out all the crazy news around Providence and around the world.
Well, you know, you have to separate your professional life from your personal life and not let it get to you, and I've been able to do that pretty successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Over 25 years now, covered a lot of tragedies, a lot of sad things, and you certainly think about them and reflect upon them, but when the 6 o'clock news is over, then my personal time begins, and I go home and play with my kids, and I sleep at night.
Sure. And tell me, what do you think the most memorable story that you covered over the past 25 years, you said, with NBC 10?
It's been 25 years, actually, in the business. 15 with NBC 10.
Okay. And now, what network did you start on?
Well, I started in New Jersey. I actually worked for an independent station, Channel 11, off camera. And then I went to public television and worked my way up through Connecticut. And just to go back to your last question, the most memorable story would certainly be 9/11.
9/11.
We were down there that day in Ground Zero. Stayed there for a week, covered that, then went to the Pentagon, covered that, went to Cuba, actually, to go to Guantanamo. So that whole chapter a few years back, all sewn together there in the course of 2 weeks, really was certainly my most memorable story. Hope to never have to do it again, but that would be the answer.
Sure. And what do you love about broadcasting Rhode Island? There's a lot of, people in Rhode Island with the various news stations leave to go to other, you know, states, you know, even, or even the big network NBC, of course. Meredith Vieira did that, Matt Lauer did that.
Sure.
Why do you love Rhode Island so much?
Well, we had three young girls when I came here, so they needed a place to be raised and go to school. It was okay for me to be a gypsy, but I didn't want them to be a gypsy. So I happened to land here at Channel 10, and they liked me, and more importantly, the audience seemed to like me. And it's been one advancement and one progression after another, so it's been a good place to stay.
Sure. And what's your favorite place in Rhode Island just to chill out when you're not doing the news?
Well, that's a good question. I kind of like the tip of Jamestown, where the lighthouse is. That's a fun place to go. Sometimes go to Newport, take a ride around Ocean Drive when the tourists aren't there. The usual spots, I guess, sure, that most Rhode Islanders like, sure, over on the other side of the bay.
Sure. And one last question. Who is your most famous person that you interviewed, of course, over the past 25 years that was most enjoyable to you, and why?
Well, let's see. That's a good question. I've interviewed a couple of presidents. That's been...
Who was that?
Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton twice. So that's always it's always memorable to having interviewed the president. We've had some some stars come through the show. Well, we had Robert Klein on.
Yes, actually, I was going to ask you that.
Ago.
I'm glad you said that, because me and you both interviewed him on the same time. The day after you interviewed him, on the same day, I think, I went to Twin River and interviewed him, and he's on my current show now, episode number 24, actually. So me and you have something in common, actually. But would you say Robert Klein is one of your favorite people?
Well, he was kind of fun. He was easygoing, and so on occasion I'll go out to Hollywood and do one of the press junkets, where they kind of run us through 8 or 9 different shows, and you get to meet the some of the stars of the NBC shows. And I remember I went out there once, and they hooked us up with some of the older stars. Robert, you help me now.
Robert Stack. Okay, Stack.
I'm trying to think of Robert Stack. Played Elliot Ness.
Oh, yes.
He was one of the old stars, big star around the Hollywood.
Sure.
He was one of the nicest guys.
Really?
Sometimes some of the older, bigger stars are easier to deal with than some of the younger, hipper stars.
Sure. Well, I do thank you for losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, Gene.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with your broadcast.
Thank you.
This is Gene Valicenti from NBC 10, inviting you to listen to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much. And that's it from 2008, the Business Expo on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
All right, and that was Business Expo, and of course, star-studded show so far, but it's not over yet.
It's great
yes.
stuff.
We have, right before Jay Smooth's interview, next segment, okay, we have Baby G and this crazy guy, Tim, with Tim's Topics coming up. And right before Jay Smooth's interview, and I'll play in the same segment. It will be the same segment. But first, Here is Almost Blind with Chocolate Cake. I'm going to hungry for chocolate cake. And followed by, I'm sorry. We're going to play Jay Smooth's song next.
Derek's making roller. Errors.
Yes. Hey, won't be losing some of the Derek Shapiro Show. At least it wasn't one error on the show, right?
There you go.
Or two. But here's One Day off Jay Smooth's new CD called Mass on My Back. And by the way, Mass on My Back, the song is Jay Smooth featuring Rola. But here is One Day off Jay Smooth's new CD. It's probably going to be on Rola's new CD, too, called My Story.
Just one thing about One Day. I absolutely love that song.
But you haven't heard this version yet. This version, the newest version off Jay Smooth's CD, plus followed by Almost Blind, who played my birthday bash with Chocolate Cake. Awesome. Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Plus the dedication, and I've learned to be patient to get this nation to buy these albums, forget the hating. Real hip hop fans need to show support. I'm gonna show heads, I don't gotta go to New York to be established and blow like a bomb. These beats get ravaged when I'm flowing a song. I shine like the sun when I'm rhyming for fun. I don't gotta try to be someone I'm not, because I'm hot, plus the slums are locked. Writing the bean, it's my life and my dream. It's why I stay in the lab writing 16s, and I'm slanging these tracks to fans like they were fiends. I'm trying to stack some grands and be enlightening these teens. To man Jay Smooth, Boston's own. Y'all just came through to drop this poem. Stay in my grind. Now I'm making these rhymes, no more waiting in line. I've been patient and time has been on my side. Every time I rhyme, it's like a homicide. Cause I'm murdering tracks, yeah, you heard that I rash. I came up hustling on curbs and in masks. And now I'm hitting the whole world with my raps. These herbs is gas, dudes is acting it in. But they just trash in a can, they funny like sand. Davis Jr., yo, they straight manure. While I'm a star to shine, I still ain't hard to find. I'm everywhere, going hard with mine. From MA to the Bay, H-Town to the A. My name's ringing bells like UPS. From the UK to US, they know who's the best. It's Jay Smooth, and yes, I do confess. We'll be right back.
Reality Resource Music Management and Ambitious Records presents versatile singer Rola, Smile With Me. Ambitious Records presents My Story, coming out summer 2008. Yes, I said coming out summer 2008. RolaZone.com. RolaZone.com, Smile With Me. Sponsored by Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show, www.DerekShapiroShow.com. We're back here on Lose Yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show, www.DerekShapiroShow.com.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Jay Rhythm Radio and Jay Rhythm's interview. He's been waiting patiently, of course, you know.
Of course, we've been having a good time.
Having a great time, you know. I mean, the stuff that goes on, you know, between the songs and the commercials. I mean, we stay here for the whole day. I mean, we have a party here, you know. I mean,
yes, everybody's invited.
Yes, everybody's invited.
To the
you
studio,
know,
in the studio. Basement.
Yes, imagine if we had like a studio audience over here. That'd be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It would be cool, you know, and they have the applause sign, you know what I'm saying? But we don't actually need a applause sign, because they'd be applauding for us no matter what, right?
Of course. We're likable guys.
We're likable guys. People might say you're more likable than me. No, I'm kidding.
That is a fact.
Oh, it is a fact. Okay.
I am more likable than Derek Shapiro.
You know, we should see. We should see who gets more autographs on the streets, you know what I'm saying? But you have a lot of things going for you too. I mean, you're MC, but we're gonna go into that.
We'll get into that in a second, ladies and gents.
But I want to do a follow up. Baby G was on our first show this year, episode number 21. And here's a follow up. I met up with Baby G in Providence, and here is Baby G.
This is the Baby G Angel update. Okay, of course, I'll lose yourself the Derek Shapiro Show. Tell me, what have you been up to?
Not much. Just making my money, going to work, living my life. Doing what I gotta do to stay healthy.
All right, and what do you want to say? Give a shout out to anybody?
My mother, she gets well, going through her cancer. She's fighting cancer right now. I wish her the best.
And tell me why you're such a good person.
Because I'll do anything for anybody as long as they don't get on my bad side.
And why do you love radio?
Because it puts me in better space when I listen to it, and I get to make fun of a lot of people when they're not around to hear it.
And let's see. What do you love about the good weather that's happening right now as we're recording this today?
I'm about to go to the beach.
Yes. And what beach do you like to go to the best? Why?
Newport. It's number one.
All right. Angel Baby G, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
And that was Baby G, of course. And now here's Tim's Topics.
Tim's Topics, the things that piss me off yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Get back to me, or I'll get back to you.
What in the world is Tim talking about?
I don't know. He's a nutcase, I'm telling you.
Yes, he is.
Yes, I work with him at another job, and me, I have multiple jobs for people who know me personally, of course, like you, you know. Let me just tell you this one much. Me and Rick Ashman work with him. You know, I have Rick Ashman, who calls me total, complete moron, you know.
Yes, and I remember
and
that.
Yes, and he knows me, Tim, you know, and we all know each other. So Tim's a nutty guy, but you got to love him, you know, and he's all wired up, you know. Tim, you know, fuck this, the shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he can really go off on a tangent. But Tim, give shouts to you, Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Yes.
My advice, you know, don't be so angry.
He's funny though. No, he means in a good way. But anyway, here is we're gonna shift the things now. Here is Jay Smooth's interview now, done at my house in Providence at my home office. So here's Jay Smooth's interview.
All right, for y'all Boston fans out there who heard the Walk for Hunger segment before, for y'all Boston fans, the illest MC from Boston. And the illest MC around the U.S., I would have to say, personally, is this guy, Jay Smooth, the second time around on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.DerekShapiroShow.com. Of course, Jay Rhythm Radio and episode 26 that you listen to over here, June 15th, of course, that you listen to this. If you listen to it any other day, that's not June 15th. It could be June 16th, whatever, you know. And, of course, we have Jay Smooth. J-Smooth, as you have it, yes, Rolla's in the background over here at the headquarters of the Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you for coming down in Providence.
No problem. Thank you for having me again. I'm very flattered, you know what I'm saying, to be on the show for a second time.
Actually,
we over here in Prov City. Prov stand up.
Yes, Prov stand up. Actually, we're sitting down, but also, too, as you said, in Providence. The third time. That's what I was going to say. Thank you, Rolla. Rolla's in the background, of course, helping me. I'm my assistant co-host, of course. But You know, it's the third time because I interviewed you about the worst Valentine's Day gift. Remember that?
I forgot about that one.
How could you forget about that one, Jason?
Refill stripes.
Yes.
All day.
Third time's a charm. Now, Jay Smooth, okay?
What's up?
You have your second. Is this your second album?
This is my second solo project right here.
Second solo project. Of course, we had to say thing about the kids in school. What project was that?
That was the Gavin Go-Getters project and the Hip Hop Shop, and that is still going on. It started with the one school, the Gavin, where I started teaching a couple years back. Next year, we made it go citywide. This past year, it went statewide. Hopefully, next year, it will be nationwide. So I'm still doing that. I'm still heavily involved with working with the kids, the program. But we're here today promoting this brand new project right here, Mass on My Back. And this is what it is. It's a monumental project right here.
Now, of course, the last time that you're on the show, I mean the first time you're on the show, was From the Bean, of course.
Yeah, From the Bean.
How?
And that was monumental, too.
Monumental. And people still copping.
I fucked the game up right there. I fucked the game up. Like, sorry to say, like, all ego aside, I really fucked the game up with that CD.
People still copping that CD?
Still selling. I stopped pushing it like 6 months ago. It's still selling, and that's great. That's what I wanted to happen. That was my first debut project, From the Bean. It's classic, all original banging beats on there. I had some legendary production. Sound quality was crazy. And I moved 25,000 and still counting. So people ain't really doing it like that. You know, people are just making music to make it. I make music to entertain and really give people quality music to listen to and enjoy, you know, so that's what I'm in it. I'm in it to win it.
Why do you think so much the success of From the Bean?
If people can relate to it, I'm a real MC. I'm not on some commercial bullshit, talking about shit that people can't relate to, you know what I'm saying? You see me on the fucking train, you see me downtown, you know what I'm saying? You see me on the corner hustling CDs, interacting with the fans and the people. I'm not on no gassed up shit, you know, sitting in my office, you know, life is real. And I'm a real MC, so that's why people relate to it. They love my music.
How do you think Mass on Your Back, and of course, for starters, I want to ask you, do you want Mass on Your Back to beat out the first project From the Bean?
Absolutely, and it was the hardest fucking project to make because I thought when I started making it, I thought it was going to be easy to make because I already got all the connections, I'm already known and shit like that. This CD right here was 10 times harder to make than my first album because I have to top it. Song by song, I had to top it. I made about 30 tracks for this CD, and there's only 15 tracks on the CD.
So
all 30 were banging, but I eliminated half of it because it has to be better. You got to step the game. So, yeah, this is going to blow From the Bean out the water and anything else out there from the water.
So what you're saying is you're your own worst competition. But tell me, you being your own worst competition and you compete with someone else, right? Would you say it's harder to compete with someone else or harder to compete with you and why?
All right. Basically, I'm going to tell you like this. I never compete with any other artist. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I don't see somebody and be like, oh, I gotta try to do something like them or I got to get what they have. I'm in my own league with this music. You know what I'm saying? I'm my own man and I don't look at any other artists on this world as competition, you know? So I look at myself like I had to compete with my first album when I was making this album to make it harder than the first one because I sold 25,000 the first one, but I don't want to sell 25,000 this one. I want to sell 100,000. You know what I'm saying? Something a lot bigger. So basically that's how I had to do it.
So what are your strategies to sell 100,000 copies? What do you have implemented to do that so far?
Well, the basic tools for hip-hop. So all y'all MCs out there, any listeners that's in the music industry, break out your pencils right quick. Take down these notes, you know what I'm saying? Some basic tools. Definitely internet is a big tool. The MySpace is popping right now. My MySpace is pretty big. I got like over 24,000 fans on that shit. In the street, my main hustle is in the street. Like pushing the CDs, like I don't just go passing on CDs, I actually grind, I actually get my dollar for my CDs, so I'll be getting my money off that, and definitely word of mouth is the biggest, word of mouth helps, because like people know if someone gets a CD and it's fucking quality music, it's not like everybody else's, it's something different, you know what I'm saying, something like real special, they're gonna tell their friends about it. They're gonna end up burning copies. You know, they're gonna end up bootlegging shit. That shit helps. But definitely, I got a lot of other tools. Like, if you're from Boston, even Providence, you know what I'm saying? The whole Rhode Island, y'all probably seen the posters for From the Bean. I did put all like 10,000 posters in them everywhere, flyers. All that shit helps. So all the basic promo materials, and then music should speak for itself, though. And my music definitely speaks for itself. So that's all I rely on, is making that quality music and then basically letting that speak for itself and sell itself.
What's your concept of naming this album Mass on My Back? Do you want to tour every place in Mass? This means you do you got to tour in Seekonk, North Attleboro, Haverhill, Mass, Everett, Mass, the Cape Cod, Worcester. What's the meaning behind this?
All right, and there is definitely a meaning behind this, because I don't just aimlessly put songs together and try to call it a mixtape or an album. That's a disgrace to music. You know what I'm saying? I start with a concept for the album first off. So From the Bean, that was just my introduction to the world. Let them know where I'm from, my home. You know what I'm saying? I was repping Boston a lot and repping, like, my cities, you know. Big ups to Greater Boston, Chelsea, Everett, you know what I'm saying? Somerville, all that shit, North Shore. But this album right here, Mass on My Back, I came up with the concept a couple years ago. Actually, when I was working on From the Bean, I had the concept to make this album like my second solo project. And it's called Mass on My Back because I have mass on my back. I'm not just known in Boston. People know me out in Springfield, Lawrence, Lowell, Brockton, New Bedford, Fall River, Worcester, Framingham, Somerville, Revere, Chelsea, Lynn. You know what I'm saying? Saugus. It don't matter. Like, the whole state fucks with me. And that's why I decided to give something back to my state and let them know, like, I carry my state wherever I go. I'll be out in California. I got a tour coming up in Germany and the UK. And I'm going to be out there letting people know where I'm from and what I carry. And I carry that Massachusetts mind state wherever I go. And I get it in with that shit. So big ups to the whole state of Mass, the 617-781-978, the 413, and the 508.
And, what's one place in Massachusetts that you haven't visited yet, then, that you would like to visit, and why, then? Because you have Mass on your back, and of course you got to have a strong back to do this, right?
Yeah, a real strong back, and you got to be one hell of a artist to carry your whole state with you, you know? But, I know everywhere in Mass. I get it in everywhere, past Springfield, Holyoke, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to all the projects out there, Forest Park, Indian Orchard, you know what I'm saying, all the projects in Lawrence, Worcester, the Valley, you know what I'm saying, I get it in wherever I go. So, one place where I haven't been that's really famous is Cape Cod. I don't know too much about Cape Cod, so I wouldn't mind going and getting in out there doing a couple shows this summer.
Now, what about the places that you don't do shows at? Like, for instance, a lot of people listen to my show that are in their middle class and adults, okay? Like, for instance, Sharon, Massachusetts. I have cousins in there, okay? Yep. Give shout-outs to that. The Jewish, highly Jewish population. What do you have to say to, like, some place like Newton, the high-class, I would have to say, Richie part, okay? The more wealthier part of Massachusetts, Brookline, okay? What we had to say to those people who is listening to the show right now and that want to know more about Jay Smooth, because why does Jay Smooth have Mass in the back? And they may not heard of you, or they may have heard of you. What do you say about those areas?
That's why I love my state, and I named this project Mass in My Back, because I have so much pride in the whole state. Mass is so diverse, you know what I'm saying? You got places like New Inn and Brookline. You got places like J.P., Dorchester, Roxbury, Mattapan, Worcester, Lawrence,
Foxborough,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's so diverse. You got rich, wealthy places, and you got more poor, more slums, more just urban places. But to anybody from, like, a richer, wealthier part that might not be so familiar with me, get familiar, you know what I'm saying? Hit up the MySpace, myspace.com/jsmooth617.
Can the wealthy people in the wealthy part of Massachusetts, because of course you have Mass on your back, so I want to ask you about this. Can the wealthy people still relate to music versus the projects, or would it be more difficult
for them to relate to music, and why or why not?
Nah, my music is for everybody, not even just for Mass. Like, the CD is Mass on my back, but mainly it's not just for Mass. It's for every other state and every other country to bring them back to my hood and let them know my state and how it's like out here. And no, everybody could relate to it, because if they can't relate to one song, skip the song. It's a diverse project. I have there's some R&B on it from the Princess of Providence herself, Rola.
Rola, come in, quick.
She's featured on three bangers off the CD, one of them which is called One Day, which is a very positive record. It's probably my most positive record I've ever put out so far. And this is definitely like a grittier project than From the Bean. This is more like a MC lyricist, it's like real hip-hop from the Bean. From the Bean was more of like a mainstreamer project. Like, they had a lot of gritty songs on there, but it also had like a lot of club joints, like some party joints. It was a very diverse project, but this project right here is definitely a lot more gritty, but I do have my most positive track on it, One Day, featuring Rola. So it's produced by my dude P Mood, straight out of Houston, and it's for everybody to relate to, and it's a great project. Like, if you like good music, no matter what the genre, you'll definitely enjoy this project right here.
Well, now, of course, One Day's played already being played automatically in this show, of course, because, of course, One Day is on the charts already, okay? What song would you want to be heard first today by you?
All right. And that would definitely have to be, without a doubt, is number 7, the title track to this new project, Mass on My Back, and that's the name of it, Mass on My Back, and it is featuring Princess of Prov again, Rola, produced by my dude Justice and Killing the Beach from Worcester, from Wartown to Beantown, to Fall River to Lawrence, you know what I'm saying, to Springfield to Holyoke. Let's get it, Mass, stand up. This is Mass on My Back, the title track, and come back to where I'm from, basically, right here.
Before we hear this song, Mass on My Back, did you write all the song, or did Rola help you write the song, or did you write the song, and tell me what the concept of this song is about?
No, I did write the song, and the concept is basically the first verse. I was just shouting out like the mindset, the mentality of Massachusetts and Boston and whatnot, and I shouted out, I think it was like 17 or 18 cities in the first verse, and I put some real good wordplay on it and some lyricism. So y'all about to hear some real lyricism at its finest right here, shouting out all the cities, real clever with it. And basically that's the concept. In the second verse, I shouted out more projects. So You might not know what I'm talking about when I say Forest Park or Indian Orchard or Orchard Park or Forest Hills. Somebody might not know, but if you're from Mass, you're going to know, like, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? That's my hood right there, because that's what I do it for, you know what I'm saying? That's like, I fucks with the whole state, so basically just come back to where I'm from and bang this track right here, man.
All right, and also, too, Rola is from Taunton, Mass. Right, Rola? All right. She was actually born in Taunton, Mass, even though she lives in Rhode Island. But here is the two Massachusetts originate tees, I guess, right? Jay Smooth featuring Rola with Mass on My Back here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro
Massachusetts
Show.
Massachusetts, stand up. The whole 617, 781, the 978, 508, 413. You
know what
Let's
it
get
is.
It. Yeah. Since an adolescent, I had to rep it. I've got Mass on my back, and that's a fact. We all want the green bills from Boston to Springfield, so we throw them knuckles like Tim Wakefield. Lowell and Lawrence, they going for dollars. Worcester and Brockton got some hoods where it's popping. Inland and Chelsea, they syndicate wealthy. Everett and Malden got some vets that's ballin'. Fall River to Fitchburg, we all willing to pitch herb. New Bedford to Cambridge, you hear every language. Revere the summer bowlers here, son, for real. Even in Waltham, the frame and ham, there's mad mommies that's banging, man. Mass is a state, and I'll carry that weight on my shoulders and back, cause I'm a soldier in fact. The whole industry's about to know that we back. We got poets that rap, and shorties doping and crack, and sports on lock from the courts to block.
This is my, and I represent all across Mass and every project. We on the map, getting mad respect, and that's the fact, so just cut the check. On the map, getting mad respect, and that's the fact, so just cut the check.
From 4
Forest Park to Forest Hills. It's a war with Knox and the Taurus still. From Indian Orchard to Orchard Park. See the flip for fortune or scorch this art. Massachusetts, the state of hate. Where cats are ruthless, slang and rape. I have to do this, I can't debate. From MA up to the Granite State. We get paid, grinding grams and eights. This for all my dogs that ever ran from Jake's. And for all them broads that dance for papes. Rep where you from and let's get this done. I've got mass on my back, trying to put mass on the map. In the industry, cause I'm a sick MC. You'll see my face everywhere until you sick of me. You know who's the flies, you see my posters and flyers. And you hear my tracks everywhere in mass. This year, I came prepared to rash.
And I represent all across Mass and every project. We on the map getting mad respect. And that's the fact, so just cut the check. This is my and I represent all across Mass and every project. We on the map getting mad respect. And that's the fact, so just cut the check.
Awesome. What's going on, everybody? This is Rola, giving a shout out to all of y'all to let you know that my album's going to be dropping pretty soon, either early summer or late summer, called My Story. For more info, you can also go to the website, rolazone.com, listen to the previews of the songs that will be appearing on the album, and also the MySpace. I'm also collabing with Jay Smooth on his mixtape and a couple other people, Fliz from Who Dem. So be sure to check that out. You can, you know, read up on Rola, the bio, the events, you know, to know where I'm performing and all that Gucci stuff. Once again, Rola, Ambitious Records, that's all me. Smile with me. Yeah, My Story.
All right, we're back here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Of course, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Jay, Rhythm Radio, yes.
In the studio, baby.
In the studio. Of course, you just heard Jay Smooth featuring Rola, A Mass on My Back. Then you heard Neil Salisbury with Thoughts on My Mind from the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, of course. And we have one more segment of Jay Smooth. Then we have two more segments of Jay Rhythm with a
awesome
a debut from you on the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack, by the way.
It sounds awesome. Awesome. It's a very good interview, Derek.
Yes, thank you.
Good questions. Very good questions.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I was trying to tell you something. Now, some people challenge me. Like I'm friends with Jay Smooth, you know, off the thing. And he challenges me. Like some people challenge me, okay, about... I wanted to interview someone else, but I was like so late at night, you know. And sometimes you try to get every interview like of these bigger people too, these other big names.
True.
Other than Jay Smooth, other Jay Rhythm, I had the chance to maybe interview Saigon. Okay, I didn't.
Yes.
And you know, some people say that So Gangsta Rapper would let you interview him. And sometimes people test me, you know what I'm saying? Like some other people test me, like Mondo even tests me, says you can't interview some gangster rappers, you know? But the thing is, people test me and I become a stronger interviewer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'd be surprised that the people who are willing and the ones who aren't willing, you know, it's a total different aspect. So you can't put people in a box, you know, and be like, oh, okay, because he's a gangster and, you know, this is...
And me, stuff. Derek Shapiro,
yeah,
show.
Exactly. He's not going to let Derek interview him. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Publicity is publicity, and that's what a lot of these guys are looking for.
Exactly. I give a shout out to Jason Wood, but he's a good friend of mine anyway, too, off the set thing. And he challenges me, and Mondo even challenges me. When he even said that one time, I couldn't interview a really gangster. But look at the people. I had Fed Hill, you know, on my show before, and Dante Martin, of course. They are, but you know, I like to break down the wall of these gangster rappers, you see, and get the funny side out. You know, I do that. But anyway, here's Jay Smooth, and he's a smooth illist from person from Boston, and here is Jay Smooth.
Much respect.
Yes.
Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, Jay Smooth over here. Rola is helping me out in the background here, the headquarters of the Derek Shapiro Show. And, Rose in the background saying she's not helping me out. But anyway, now, we just heard Mass on My Back, of course. And tell me, you have a lot of featurettes on this great new album, of course, called Mass on My Back. Of course, you have Rola that we just heard. You have featured Lucky Dice and Severe. Tell me about Lucky Dice and Severe.
All right. Basically, Lucky Dice, that's my dude right there. He's from a group called M. Diesel. With his boy Rex, they got the other mans in the group as well, but Lucky Dice is a cool cat right there. I met him a couple years back when I first started rocking shows at the Middle East, and he used to record at the studio where I first recorded From the Bean. I was Boston Butter Beats. That was like the most legendary studio in New England, hands down. Like all the biggest records out of New England, out of Boston, were definitely produced and recorded there. So that's how I met him. He laced a track. That track right there is called In Boston, and just like Mass on My Back, that was more just like to bring you back to my city, like where I'm from, just repping the city itself. And Severe, that's my cousin right there, that's my cousin. So I actually featured Severe on a few joints off the CD, so I let him get his shine on right there. I'm kind of like introducing him to the world, you know what I'm saying, to all my fans and shit like that. Lucky Dice is already known to a lot of people, but like this CD right here, I'm introducing like a handful of other artists that aren't known like that, and Severe definitely held it down.
So, and where is Lucky Dice from? And where is Severe from? Is Severe from Revere?
No, he's not from Revere. Severe's from, he's from Newland Projects, and that's in Malden. So he's a Malden dude, and,
Lucky Dice?
Not that was severe. And Lucky Dice is from Boston, from Roxbury and Lawrence and Lawtown. So he's kind of diverse with that.
All right. Well, lucky him. And what about EK? Tell me about EK.
All right. I'm glad you brought that up. EK, that's my young artist right there. He's the newest member, the newest addition to the Smooth Records roster. And EK's a cool dude, you know what I'm saying? He's a young cat, he's a young MC.
How old is he doing?
He just turned 18, actually. I've been working with him for a little under a year.
Where is he from?
He's actually from Nigeria.
Really?
He's from Africa, yep. He's from Africa. He's born and raised there, and he's been in Boston. He lives in Boston, Hyde Park. He's been in Boston probably about, 5 years. But he's a great kid, real positive with his lyrics. He came at me, you know what I'm saying? He found me from the Bean, from the album, called me up. We started talking some business, and basically, I started working with him. He has a great work ethic. His debut mixtape, The Road to Stardom, will be out in stores this summer, July, August, and definitely look for that. If you like real hip-hop, how I could describe EK, his style is crazy. He got, half Tupac, half Kanye West, Lupe Fiasco type style, and he's a great kid, you know what I'm saying? Great work ethic, and he's actually featured on one joint on here. It's called Turn It Up. And that's the mainstream song for this project right here.
And now what about Omega Red?
Omega Red.
And R. Snipes. Tell me about them.
R. Snipes. R. Snipes. Omega Red's my dude.
Right?
Omega Red's my dude. Definitely check him out. If you go to MySpace/JSmooth617, you can see a lot of these artists on my top friends and whatnot. But Omega Red's known. He's an OG with it. You know what I'm saying? He's been putting it down for Boston for a while. He's actually from Boston, Long Beach, California, too. So he's east to west coast. And he definitely be blessing me with a sick verse. We did the collabo right there called Real Hip Hop. So that's a banger. And I had one of my young homies from the Gavin Go-Getters from the school, and that's R. Snipes. He was actually featured on that record right there. He's featured on two records on the project, R. Snipes. Big ups to him. Saying that's one of my young homies from the program, and I featured him on my project because basically the school was kind of hating on him. You know, he was getting in a little trouble in the program. They kicked him out. So I felt it necessary to let him feel like he could still have a part in my music and my career and what I do even outside of school. So I brought him to the studio a few times with me, and he definitely got in. He's only 14 years old.
Really?
So you're
going to
hear
14,
that. He's
only, huh?
Just turned 14, you know what I'm saying? Really? So I think he was 13 when he recorded that, and it's crazy. You definitely had some real hip-hop for him.
And what about Fenelia now? Fenelia I had on my show earlier, back on Valentine's Day, of course. We asked about the worst Valentine's Day gifts. But tell me about Fenelia.
Fenelia, that's my dude right there, was popping Fennel. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to his camp, Let Us Live. And basically, Fennel's my dude. I've been working with Fennel for a little while now, you know what I'm saying? A little over a year, and he grind like me. So much respect to what he does. He goes hard with his music. He pushes his CDs.
And where's he from?
He's from JP, from Boston, Mass. JP, Roxbury area.
And he's in California now, too.
And he's half Cali, too. He was born out there and raised out here, and he went back out there. I actually went out there to the Bay and did my thing out there with him, pushing the CDs, pushing mad units out there, pushed a couple thousand CDs out there with him. Came back, but he's out here now. He does have the store, Paraphernalia's, right in Downtown Crossing on Washington Street, inside Gold Power Jewelry Store. He got the stores for any mixtape, bootleg needs, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
so
sure.
Definitely go check that shit out. And Fenelia's on two joints. He's on How It Goes, featured on your soundtrack.
Yes, definitely.
So you already played that. And he's featured on Street Life, another joint with Miss Rolla. Is featured on that joint, too. So Fennel, he's an MC. He's a lyricist. So you're going to get, a lot of lyricism out of this project right here.
Now, tell me about why did you change your MySpace from MySpace.com/JohnBlazeMusic, but now it's MySpace.com/JSmooth, without the dash, just JSmooth617. Why is that?
I had to do it, you know what I'm saying? As soon as MySpace added that feature, that was one thing that used to irk me about the John Blaze Music, because I had, hundreds of thousands of promo materials, fucking whether it was a CD, a flyer, a poster, a business card with the John Blaze Music, because that was my URL for the MySpace, and I didn't create it. My sister created that before, but I wasn't going as John Blaze. I was just an old nickname. My real name, my government name is John, you know what I'm saying? So I was when I was a little kid, people used to call me that. So as soon as they added that feature, I jumped all over it. I didn't think twice. I didn't even hesitate to change it, even though I have all those, all the promotional materials and CDs promoting the John Blaze music, because I was like, fuck it, I'm about to put out 10 times more shit with the J Smooth 617 on it, you know? So J Smooth 617, that's the area code. That's where I'm from.
So 617. And before we get going, tell me about your new email. It's jsmooth617, of course, your area code, at gmail.com. So anybody that wants to, you know, hook up with you.
That's only for, like, real, real serious shit right there. That's not just, like, a spam email, you know what I'm saying? But if you're a producer out there or anything, you got some hot beats, I'm basically treating that email just basically more for beats or, like, show bookings. If you're trying to book me for a show or you want a feature, I am doing features for really, really cheap right now. So if you do want that heat, it is an investment. You know what I'm saying? My name is a brand name now. It does sell. So best believe if you do want a Hot 16, your boy J Smooth does got you on the low, low price. You know what I'm saying?
So if any girls want to, like, want to go on a date with you, too, if you get an email saying, I want to go on a date with J Smooth, if they can email you, what would you say to that?
No, don't email me for that. I'm sorry to say that.
So how would girls get in touch with you? By your phone number over here? No, you won't get your phone number.
No. Don't be saying that.
All right. So I want to thank you. What's one other joint, the second joint you want to play over here? Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
All right, let me see. So you played Mass on My Back.
Yes.
You already played One Day.
Yes, that was a given, right, for One Day.
All right, so let me see. I would definitely want you to play Something Better.
Tell me about Something Better.
Something Better is one of my favorite songs I've ever wrote in my life. Like, you're going to get some concepts on this project. It's a great concept. Yeah, the typical shit, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, I went from drug dealer to MC, you know, from hustler to artist, rapper, but basically I broke it down and painted the ill picture of how I grew up. I always had the master plan of what I wanted to do with the music, what I'm doing now, when I was stuck in the street life, grinding all day, 24/7. So I painted the ill picture. It is a masterpiece, some Picasso shit right here. Something Better is a great concept. So it's basically like my story of the two games, like how I was stuck in both games. Like, first line was like, since a kid, I was in two different games. One flipping things, the other was spitting flames. But at first, only one had me gripping change. A rap verse wasn't gonna get me paid. So basically, I was just like describing like how I felt and how I was going through it. So I hope y'all enjoy that shit. Something Better. It's a banger right there.
And before we play this, I got one point of question to ask you. How can other states, like for instance, neighboring states, such as New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, or even California, relate to this CD if they're not Mass on My Back? It's not California on My Back or Rhode Island on My Back. It's Mass on My Back. How can other states relate to you to this CD? Before I play this next joint.
Like I said, they can relate to it because it's great music. It's not just like, oh yeah, my shit's hot, I got hot beats and fucking catchy rhymes. Fuck that. I got great music, you know what I'm saying? Point blank. And I'm shouting out other states and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? No offense to New York or nothing like that. I fucks with New York. I was shouting them out. The Bay, Cali.
And
I
said, who's going to be here?
I said, check this. I said, in one day, my name's ringing bells like UPS. From the UK to US, they know who's the best. It's J Smooth, and yes, I do confess. You know what I'm saying? So I'm shouting out other countries, too. It ain't even just about, like, my state. It's about, like, representing real hip-hop and great music and putting heart into your music, you know what I'm saying? I can't respect your music if you ain't putting no heart and soul into that shit. This is what I do for a living. I'm not a part-time MC. You know that, Derek. You know, that's why I fuck with you, because you're a hustler, too, with your music. Yeah. Big up to the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you.
Big up to Rolla, Providence, you know what I'm saying? This is what it is. And if you want to get it, you got to go all for it. You got to be fearless, you know what I'm saying? If you got a dream, you can't be holding yourself back. Scared of failure, you know what I'm saying? You can't be scared to fail. You just gotta go straight forward and don't think twice. Just get it.
So the name of the song again is?
Something Better. And you know why it's called Something Better? Because I found something better. It sounds like, the chorus sounds like I'm talking to a girl, like a relationship, because that's how I felt about the hustle. That's how I felt about, like, selling and pumping, because that was my life. That's how I made my money. That's how I used to eat. You know what I'm saying? Unlike some people, like, try to do this to look cool. No, I sold drugs to eat. I didn't do it because I wanted to look cool. I did that shit to fucking eat and feed myself and pay bills. So I had to leave it. I had to break up with that game. That's how it sounds like. I broke up with a girlfriend in the course. That's, it's like an ill metaphor, you know? I had to break up with that girlfriend to find something better, which is my music. All and right. That's something better. So bang that. Something better right here.
All right. All right. Well, thank you again, Jay Smooth. Up next is Jay Rhythm. But first, here is Something Better by Jay Smooth here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Since a kid, I was in two different games. Uh-huh. One flipping things, the other was spitting flames. Yeah. But at first, only one had me gripping change. A rap verse wasn't gonna get me paid. Okay. So I'd hustle all day, hoping I wouldn't get raided. And I'd write all night, thinking I'm gonna make it. Yeah. My heart was in the streets, my moms couldn't take it. Damn. I feel bad for all the pain I caused. And my notepad was banging bars. And my book bag was Ace of Raw. I'd always holler, how I hate the law. Everyone knew what I did, yeah, my neighbors saw. But I disregard it, cause this my project. My rhymes got nice and I noticed progress. Rappers were the only ones that know my hardships. But the bills had to get paid regardless.
Thought we'd never break up, we'd always be together. I love how we caked up, made all this cheddar. Nah, it ain't changed up, just want something better. But still, we both made it through some stormy weather. Thought we'd never break up, we'd always be together. I love how we caked up, made all that cheddar. Nah, it ain't change up, just on something better. But still we both made it through some stormy weather.
So there I was, still stuck in the game. My name had a buzz, but I'd rather pump in the rain. Chasing money, yo, Jay was hungry. I was addicted to it like a straight up junkie. I loved my music, I thought, hey, it must be worth a shot, plus people thought my work was hot. Soon enough, every verse I drop would be enough to have every turf unlocked. Soon this music thing would produce me change. I dropped an album and got introduced with fame. In my lifetime, I've been through so much pain. That's why I know it's a blessing to be standing on stage. Have mad fans in my face, fam, it feels great to be Jay Smooth, the big man of the state. I look back at how I ran with the weight and how I took rap, now I'm living straight.
Thought we'd never break up, we'd always be together. I love how we caked up, made all this cheddar. Nah, it ain't changed up, just found something better. But still, we both made it through some stormy weather. Thought we'd never break up, we'd always be together. I love how we caked up, made all that cheddar. Nah, it ain't changed up, just found something better. But still, we both made it through some stormy weather.
DerekShapiroShow.com, RollerZone.com, charities for AIDS, MS, Project Bread and Ronald McDonald House and more. For more information, Reality Resource Music Management at yahoo.com or 401-432-7337.